The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early morning. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. Now, if you've been tuning in the last couple weeks, I did this a couple weeks ago, but you know what? We only got through chapters 1, 2, 3 because I went into in-depth in each one of those chapters. And 4, 5, 6 last week, we went through those chapters really quickly too, but we also went into more depth. So here we are, actually kind of the third part of 10 things you must do before you retire. So we tackle 7, 8, 9, and 10. But before we tackle those topics in my latest book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire, we have to acknowledge the bull market. I mean, this is a stampede. I mean, last time I see markets like this reminds me of the late 1990s. Again, not making any predictions what happens after that. Just saying that, wow, this is a very strong market. And some context, the reason why it's happening and the reason why you should not necessarily be so scared is you know, look back a year ago, the Fed was actually contracting money to the economy. Actually, it's about $60 billion a year. $60 billion a month they were contracting, and now they're expanding their, you know, the balance sheet, kind of scary for some people, but over $100 billion for the last 4 months. There's a lot of money sloshing around out there, and the Fed did that on purpose because they don't want to deal with negative interest rates like there is it is around the rest of the world. And a quick little skinny on kind of what happened with the Fed, you know, Fed Chair Powell and so forth. So remember late 2018, the market sold off? I do. I remember Christmas Eve being like one of the worst of it, down 700 some points, and Christmas Eve, the market closed at 1 o'clock, and yet the market was down 700 some points. Well, because the week before that, Fed Chair Powell actually raised interest rates and said in 2019, we're going to have a lot of interest rate hikes. And the market was like, oh, that's not good. They probably put us in recession. Those who have home equity lines, the cost of borrowing is going to go up. Businesses that use kind of equity lines, the rate's going to go up. And if rates go up, guess what? Those type of bonds and CDs, those type of interest rate sensitive things, whatever, they're going to be a lot more competitive to stocks if rates continue to go up. So the market sold off sharply. Then January 4, 2019 is when this kind of turned. And that's when he said, Fed Chair Powell, we'll be more flexible in 2019. We'll be more patient in 2019 with regard to interest rates. And then from there, they actually cut rates 3 times. And now here we are in 2020. But towards the end of 2019, Fed Chair Powell went on to say, not only are we going to leave rates unchanged, we're going to leave rates unchanged until we see sustained inflation. And at the moment, we don't see any inflation to speak of, so we don't have inflation, nor do we have anything sustained. And that's given the bulls a green light because with interest rates where they are, historic lows. Now think about this. The 10-year Treasury is offering a yield of 1.8%. Okay, for 10 years, to lock your money into U.S. Treasury for 1.8%. That's why money's sloshing into the market saying, geez, might as well give it a try in stocks instead of getting 1.8%. Now, think about these big money managers, pensions and so forth. They have a lot of money and they need to make a certain bogey, so to speak. Let's say they're bogey. They want to make 6, 7, 8% for their employees. Well, if you get 1.8%, do the math. You're going to put a lot of money in stocks to make sure you can get overall a, let's say, 6, 7, 8% return. So that's just some mechanics. So also, we're right in the middle of earnings season. So far, so good. It always starts off the cycle with banks. JP Morgan, record-setting quarter, record-setting year in 2019, which was just reported. Again, I'm not recommending that you buy the stock or sell the stock, just of note. And then next week and next couple weeks, we heard from technology giants, including those who have been leading the market. We have now 4 companies that are worth $1 trillion. We have Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and join the party this week was Google. Again, I'm not recommending you buy or sell these stocks. You just have noticed that these companies now are worth $1 trillion and are kind of really heavy weighted into the S&P 500. And so as Apple goes, so does the market. And Amazon goes, so does the market. And you've seen this. So basically, you put it all together, we're in a point right now, we have low interest rates, good fundamentals, low inflation, low unemployment. The economy is still cranking out 140,000, 160,000 jobs per month. Earnings being pretty decent. You shake it all up and here we have a market. That doesn't say we can't have a correction, price correction, because we've almost gone parabolic. Again, it's always hard to predict when that's going to happen. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS Your Finances right here in WHDR. You find me here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here. Don't worry about it. I'll be here. And I'm hoping you're going to be here with us. And before we tackle today's topic, 10 things you must do before retire, I wanted to make sure you heard loud and clear why the market's doing what it's doing, so it helps you make better decisions going forward. So that's one of those things you really want to kind of keep in track. And so as we're setting records, records may be broken here, the Dow over 29,000 and change. Quite interesting. It was only about a month ago. It got through 28,000. It seems like, well, since the election in 2016, the market traveled about 18,000 to now 29,000. So it probably due for a breather, but it's hard to predict these type of things. So 10 things you must do before you retire. Number one, know where you are. Where are you? Well, of course I know where things are. No, you know, put it together, consolidate it, maybe on a spreadsheet, maybe in a notebook, somewhere you can see where everything is. How is that registered? Is it joint tenants' rights of ownership? Is it transfer on death? Do you have the right beneficiaries? Have you updated those beneficiaries? I'm going fast through these numbers because we want to get up to 7, 8, 9, 10. Number two, know where you want to go. Well, you know, that's kind of planning, like our GPS, we call it, our GPS. Just like you plug in, hey, I want to go to a wedding. You plug in an address and it gets you there. What is your GPS coordinate? What do you want at 65 or 60 or 67? What is your target date to retire and how much do you want per month? That's important to have that. Have a plan. Well, once you put that together, do you want to retire at 65? This way you can get Medicare because right now you won't get health care where you were. We wait to 66 and change till you get full Social Security. So have a plan of attack, because once you have the plan of attack, once you have the destination, then you can map some strategy around it, including how you should invest. Number four, protect yourself and your assets through insurance. Now, again, over the years, we use life insurance to protect, especially if you have young kids and a big mortgage. Makes a lot of sense. A blend probably of term insurance and also permanent insurance. But at some point, you get older and you're kind of self-insured. The kids are grown. The kids are through college. And do you really need life insurance? I don't know. That's, you know, personal decision. But you may need something like long-term care. God forbid one of the two spouses gets sick and has a long-term illness. It can really wipe out the other spouse's reserves. So be careful with that when you protect yourself. Know what type of insurance you need now that perhaps you're older. Number five, understanding the impact of taxes. So chapter number five, of course, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. You've heard that before, but it's so true. There's so many things you can do to help lower your taxes. One of the things I think of right off the bat is if you have a 401k plan or 403b plan, maybe you can increase your contributions a bit, because remember, that goes pre-tax and that helps out for saving taxes. Remember, tax is not an April 15th event, guys. It's a year-long process, meeting with your accountant regularly, maybe quarterly throughout the year. They help you give a strategy so you don't hear I could have, would have, should have when it comes tax season. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you joined us this Sunday morning and this early bird gets the worm. You just heard Mike Bennett, my buddy of WHD. He's been on a long time, him and Mike and Casey and the Mike and Casey Show. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Mike just offered my book for free. That's right. I gave him permission to, because I want you to have it. Have it in my hand right now. 10 things you must do before you retire. Here we go. 845 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. Again, you know, some weeks we cover retirement, some weeks taxes, the markets, what's happening with the Fed. You know, all these things, or most of these things, are in this book right now. So a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So it's 845-371-0101. So again, hopefully you can get this book. Here we go. You can be the first 20 callers. I know you can do it. Here we go. 845-371-0101. We're going to go right into the topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. But again, I want to note, from Monday through Friday, you'll find me, Ken Mahoney, around 825 or so on the famous Mike and Casey show. I come on right after traffic. And I'm going to talk to you about the national business news, national markets. I sound like a broken record lately because the market's setting records. Also, the Hudson Valley business news, as well as the Hudson Valley Index, around 825 every morning. Got you covered. On the way home, on the Andy Bales show, we have Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. Same thing. He's going to break down the national business news, national indexes, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, Dow Jones Industrial Average. And of course, if there's any Hudson Valley business news and the Hudson Valley Index, which is also at a record high. So we're going to be with you here Monday through Friday. Saturday, we'll take a break, and with you Sunday morning. Of course, stay tuned for the Casey Show up right after this, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 to 7 a.m., we got you covered. In the morning, we're going to try to get you wealthier, and of course, later on, happy and healthy. How do you like that? Put it all together, and you got yourself a really good program. So right before the break, we say, understand the impact of taxes, which is chapter 5 of my book, 10 Things You Must Do Before I Retire, capital M. And the impact of taxes, of course, you know, you heard this before. It's like a cliche, but it's true. It's really not what you earn, it's what you keep. And you should keep that in mind, because that's a big difference. The very, very, very wealthy people, they do a lot when it comes to taxes and how to reduce taxes. Now, one thing I always kind of imagine, and I'm not talking to you, but people, you know, you have some friends that, you know, on their kitchen table right now are all these 1099s and statements start coming in and so forth, right? And they start coming in, they're packing up, and all of a sudden you take a plastic bag and you take your arm and shove it in there. That's not you, I know. And here you are, you go to your taxes, a tax expert, accountant, CPA or otherwise, and you take this information and take this plastic bag out. Of course, he looks at you or she looks at you like you're crazy. And say, let's do my taxes. Of course, well, we have to do our taxes, right? Or you have to get an extension after April 15th. But the same token, really what you want to do is not just do your taxes and get it done by April 15th like it's a science project in high school. What you really want to do is you really want to take a look at, you know, what type of things you can do to lower your taxes. So in that chapter, we cover things like, you know, making more contributions into 401k plans and 403b. Those are kind of obvious ones, but the more money you put away, it comes out pre-tax. That's something you may want to do. Chapter 6 and the 10 things you must do before you retire, we recapped this last week, was, you know, estate planning. What do you want to do here? Do you want to have wills, healthcare proxies, power of attorneys? Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to try to play one on TV for you either. But I do, I've been around a lot of meetings with clients, to a lot of seminars around this area. And again, if you're really going to have a peaceful retirement, get these things out of the way, okay? Get your will done, get your healthcare proxies, get your power of attorneys. Again, OG, you know, I've done a will. I did it, you know, back in 1986. It doesn't fly. Every couple of years should update, especially power of attorneys in New York. It's kind of tricky. They keep changing that. And so if you do have a will from some time ago, you want to update it. Also, again, like any family, unfortunately, there are deaths in families. There are divorces. There are separations. There's all these yucky things that do happen, unfortunately. And if you haven't updated the will to kind of take care of those things, that's another reason why you want to do that. So chapter 6, plan ahead, estate planning, looking at getting a will or updating a will, looking at your healthcare proxies, getting that, God forbid, you have to use something like that, power of attorneys, all those type of things. You don't want to leave a mess for your children or spouses. You know, try to do these things up front. As they say, an ounce of preparation is worth a pound of cure. So that's a really important thing, especially in this area, because if you don't have these documents, and I know family members who passed away, unfortunately, and left a mess and cost more money to try to fix those things, it's better to do those things up front. Number 7 in the chapter, 10 things you must do before you retire. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're tackling my book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. And now chapter 7 is recognizing market risk. Right now, we have the wind at our back. The economy's doing well, low inflation. The market's cruising along. Again, there'll be a price correction. There'll be things that happen. again, I can't tell you how that's going to work. You know, can't make predictions here. But also, you should also recognize if you're close to retirement, maybe take some chips off while the market's going crazy like this. Maybe do some rebalancing every now and then. Again, if you have a longer term horizon, maybe not. It really depends on the situation. But chapter number 7, 10 things you must do before retirement is recognize and get a little bit more, you know, get some more information about the markets and how they work. So the best recipe for the markets, I find, at least have a good market, is you have good corporate earnings, because those companies, then when they have good earnings, they can go back and buy back stock, they can raise their dividend, they can do a whole bunch of good things with their money, they have extra money to do with. And of course, you have low interest rates. Guess what? It kind of pushes money out of those type of low vehicles or low yielding vehicles into stocks when you have such low interest rates. So that's chapter 7 that we cover pretty closely, recognizing market risk, and especially during retirement, you don't want a lot of market risk. Chapter number 8, dealing with debt. I mean, that sounds like an oxymoron, but no, a lot of people who retire and they still have debt. They may have still have college debt they're helping out with. They still may have mortgage debt. They may have bought another, let's say, vacation home and have had debt there. There's so many different things that one can have with regards to debt, credit card debt and so forth and so on. Now, ideally, you would like to see basically no debt, you know, when you retire, right? It would be nice and easy to know, okay, here's my fixed expenses. I have some discretionary expenses, but by all means, I really don't want to be paying 18% on credit cards. That's for sure. So before you retire, it's nice to take care of those type of things. It's really nice to go ahead and, you know, try to reduce the balance to almost zero, other than, you know, things that happen during the month. That's a really important thing, because you don't want this, you know, to retire. Maybe you have to work another year or two. People, don't take my head off. But to reduce the debt to a comfortable level, some people I recommend just work another year, pay down that debt, and retire almost debt-free so you can really enjoy retirement and not also be stressed by all these bills mounting with high interest rates. Well, we'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. And you just heard my friend, Mike Bennett, offer a book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. So if you're close to retirement, this book is for you. The first 20 callers, I know you can do it. The early bird gets the worm. So 845-371-0101. I think it's a great companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes we'll discuss, you know, things about retirement, about the markets, about the Fed, about retirement, taxes, you know, you name it. We kind of cover it all, and we cover it all in the book. So follow along, get the book for free, 845-371-0101. And very soon, it's going to be up on Amazon for $17.99. But if you call now, be the first 20 callers, get that book for free, 845-371-0101. And remind you, Monday through Friday on the Mike and Casey, the famous Mike and Casey show, around 8:25 in the morning, you'll hear me discuss the market. So right after the traffic, we'll just talk about the national news, what's happening in the national indexes, the Dow Jones setting records, the S&P setting records, the Nasdaq setting records, the local Hudson Valley index, as well as any Hudson Valley business news. We got it right for you, 8:25, around 8:25 every morning, Monday through Friday. And on the way home on the Andy Bale show, we got you covered there too. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, around 5:15 15 or so. Again, you're going to get the national news, the national business news, that is, the national markets, what happened with the S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as well as what has happened in the local business, Hudson Valley Index, and so forth. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a day off, and I'm with you here every Sunday morning. Also, stay tuned right after here. You're going to hear Casey's Health and Happiness. So together, we're going to try to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour, I just called it, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning here. Right before the break, we're talking about dealing with debt in retirement. Well, we don't want to have debt in retirement. That's where we take a whole chapter to discuss that. What we're trying to do is reduce debt as much as possible so we can have really very little in way of fixed costs in retirement and have a lot of discretionary costs, discretionary expenses that we can do things we want to do, travel and home improvements, helping our children, helping our grandchildren out. And we can really accomplish that by lowering the debt. Now, sometimes I see people retire with a lot of debt still, college loans, they're helping out their kids or, these different vacation homes they purchase and so forth. As best you can, try to reduce the debt as much as possible in retirement. It goes without saying. And if you have to work an extra year or two, don't kill me. I'm only the messenger. Consider that too as well. Chapter number 9, understanding your investment strategy. What is your strategy? What are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to accomplish income now in retirement? Are you still trying to get growth, maybe using dividend stocks to get growth and get some dividends? Are you rebalancing? What percent should be in stocks? What percent should be in bonds? Are you trying to plan for the future? So again, understanding your investment strategy is really important. That's what we cover in Chapter 9. That's a lot that we do here at Mahoney Asset Management. Obviously, if you're younger and you have 15, 20 years of retirement, probably be a lot more towards growth and maybe rebalancing. And of course, if you're close to retirement and now you got to take this lump sum that you've accumulated in 401k and now trying to get into your distribution years, what do you do then? So your strategy and how you outline it has a lot to do with how your retirement's going to go. So be very mindful that you're going to have to understand how your investment strategy, what the investment strategy should be in retirement. Number 10 of 10 things you must do before you retire. Number 10, with a drum roll. No, I don't have a drum roll. Leave a legacy. Now, right away, you're probably thinking, no way, I'm not Warren Buffett or Bill Gates, but whatever you have, you want to leave a legacy. You want to leave as much as you can to your children and grandchildren. And it doesn't have to be all financial. There's a lot of things you can leave children and grandchildren to in legacy. But that's a lot of things, I start talking to people in their 70s and 80s, and they're getting up there in their late 80s, and they say, I really want to leave a legacy. And maybe it's a college that you went to. Maybe it's for your children or grandchildren. Maybe it's through work. Whatever it is, it's nice to kind of leave a legacy, to kind of think about some things you can do now of leaving a legacy. And I think that's really important. For you just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances here every Sunday morning. Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. Number 10, leave a legacy. There's a lot of things in there. That's why I want you to get the book. We mentioned a book earlier, 10 things you want to do, 10 things you must do, capital M, before you retire. And that book, again, is 845-371-0101. I want to go back and touch on the markets again because next week, markets will be up and running. And the running of the bulls continue. Actually, I can call it a stampede. My gosh, those bears, those poor bears are getting mutilated. And the reason why, though, we've said, is that you have low interest rates pushing money out of those kind of low interest rate things. Now, think about it. A 10-year treasury right now is yielding 1.8%. Again, that doesn't guarantee the stock market's going to go higher, but that's how you look at risk and reward. Let's fast forward. Let's say somehow rates go up, and now the 10-year treasury is yielding 10%. Again, I'm not saying that's going to happen. Gee, how much money would you want to put in the market then? If you can get guaranteed 10% for the U.S. Treasury, how much money would you really want to put in stocks? Very little, right? But then all of a sudden rates go down quite a bit, which they are now. Then you start saying to yourself, geez, I'll give it a shot. Look, even if I buy a stock that pays 1.8% or more, I'll give my shot over 10 years to make more money in stocks or bonds. And that's how money kind of moves around the markets from stocks to bonds to cash, a lot based on interest rates. And of course, the biggest thing I think, aside from interest rates, is the environment that we're in. So we're in a strong economy, low inflation, low unemployment, and you have a lot of people working and sales are going up. And these companies have really good earnings, good balance sheets. We have 4 companies now that are valued over $1 trillion. So that's really remarkable. We have never had that before. And these companies with these good earnings, good balance sheets, well, they're going back and buying more stock. They're raising dividends and they're doing things to help you as a shareholder. So far, so good. Let's enjoy this ride as long as we can. For Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, I hope you have a great, happy, and healthy, and prosperous week ahead. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.